Hi everybody, we're going to do a short lecture on Tikkuni HaZohar, especially in this week of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I'm in verse Yudchet, page 213, the section of Rav Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein. So, we're just finishing this part. ולא מחלוקת של פירוד, כמו מחלוקת כוח ועדתו. There is two type of disagreement. There is disagreement, as we studied before, with no purpose in the disagreement to accomplish something good. Korach v'adlo shaya Levi mikaf smol. Because Korach, who's come from the Levi, were for the left column. Be'aron shaya kohen mikaf yamin. Even Aaron also come from the Levi, but he was announced and pronounced and chose to be the Kohen, the high priest, the first Kohen. Kohen is right column. Korach ratzel ashlid v'kav asmol levat. Korach want only the left column energy to be exist. So Korach basically is an expression of that force of left column. לקח לעצמו לצד אחד, נחלק מתוך העדה, לעורר על הכהונה. When you look at Rashi, ויקח קורח, so קורח took, what he took, Rashi explained, he took himself to one side and one side only, meaning he separated himself from the group to go against the right column. Similar what happened on Wednesday between the sun and the moon. Those of you who know the Midrash, very, very similar. Because the concept, again, if you talk about the left column, it's a very powerful light. But that powerful light cannot coexist with the right column and cannot create light. Even we call it light. Again, when we say light, we are talking about not the concept of a physical light as we familiar with that. We are more talking about a flow, an energy that coming from the end self, from the endless. Now that energy can come in a different aspect. If it's coming from a left column, it's a full capacity of the light, but nothing can handle it. If it's come from the right column, it's not a full capacity, but there is something to reveal that. Korach was represent that left column, similar to the moon represent the left column. You know the Midrash, when the sun and the moon had an argument, and the moon came to the Creator, say, how come we have two rulers in heaven? The Creator say to the moon, just go make yourself smaller. Of course, it's a code. It's not about the moon becomes smaller. It's a code that the left column cannot exist until it diminish that concept called Gimel Rishonot, Keter Chokma Bina, and through that, combine with the right column, and when the end of the tikkun will come, when all the chaos will be over, then the left column will be as important as the right column. ומחלוקת זו שהיא לשם שמיים, משום שמיים התחתונים הם בוכים ואומרים, אנחנו רוצים להיות לפני המלך אילת האילות, ורוצים לעלות למעלה, דיינו לחוזור לכתר חוכמה שלהם. Then there is argument לשם שמיים, for the sake of heaven. What does that mean for the sake of heaven? What does that mean for the sake of heaven? שם שמיים, mean I want to go up, not because I want to be better, I want to go up so I can be together with the Creator. Shem liyirdu lemadrega tachtona. I want to go up so I will not go down. Rakia shosot haparsa mafrish binem. Ad sheilat ha'ilot al dezivuk shel afsag morid et hamalchut lemkoma. So, the Rakia, what we call heaven, או sky, או firmament, firmament, am I saying it good? That's called rakia. It's the secret of the parsa, the orshu. Remember the orshu? It's when malchut go up. So then, when malchut go up, tzimtzum bet, second tzimtzum, it creates that only keter v'chokhma receiving the light, okay? And for that reason, only nefesh el ruach can come in. The neshama chaya yechida cannot come into the system. For that reason, below keter v'chokhma, everything becomes empty. So we call that place of separation of above and below rakia, firmament, heaven. Ad she'ilat ha'ilot, until a higher level creates zivuk shel afsag, and in that higher level there is a connection that called av and sag. Av means 72, sag means 63. Av relate to chokhma, sag below relate to bina. Between them it's called father and mother. When they have zivuk, when they have a connection, morid et hamalchut lemkoma. Then the malchut that went up after tzimtzum bet, that zivuk, that connection, put the malchut back where it belonged after tzimtzum aleph. Ubina v'tiferet v'malchut chozrim l'madrigatam. Then bina, tiferet v'malchut, tiferet Israel to Zerapin, going back to where they belong. Ve'orse otam shave im keter v'chokhma, and it complete the all level to be equal like keter chokhma, meaning what? Yud mitzad ze b'yemin, v'yud mitzad ze mismol, vav shi'a parza b'emtza. So the letter Aleph, as we spoke about last time, the letter Aleph, when you see it, you have triangle line, Yud to the right, Yud to the left. So when the Malchut going back to its place, then you have in the right side one Yud, left side another Yud, and Vav in the middle. Yud, Vav, Yud. והם כולם קרובים לעילת הלות, זה דבר ויעש אלוקים שני המאורות הגדולים, והם שווים. And that's what it say on Wednesday, that God, or Elohim, created the two forces, or the two light, which mean they are equal. Because what we teach, what we study, it was before creation. ואין לשאול, you shouldn't ask, כיוון שבעת גדלות, כבר אדם מלכות נתפרסה למקומה. What is גדלות? What is greatness? It's גדלות and גדלות. גדלות is a מלכות going back to its place, and through that, it become קומה שלמה, it become a complete level. Because מלכות is the one who draw all the light. So now it's complete system. Complete system. ואין לשאול, כיוון שבעת גדלות, כבר אדם מלכות נתפרסה למקומה. So מלכות went up to בינה, of Tzimtzum Bet, now it's going back to below. So the question is, why in the letter Aleph you have this line? If you're talking about after that, Malchut went back to its place, that Kav, that line that separates from the upper Yud to the lower Yud should not be there. Ben Yud Alina, Yud Achtona. Me'achar she'kvar nitbatel ha'siyum she'tachat keter chokhma. That end, that being created by Tzimtzum Bet, that end, that had been created by Malchut going up, is no longer there. So everything is equal now. It's a one system. The answer, כי בעולם התיקון, אחר שבירת הכלים, in the world, in the levels, that we call עולם התיקון, the universe of the תיקון, after the broken of the vessel. Broken of the vessel, without going into the all details, it means a certain part of the system of creation when the vessel, the lower seven vessel, could not hold the light because it was judgment. And only one vessel stay, which is in that. I'm not going into the all details here, so forgive me for that. And at one point we should talk about it. נעשה תיקון זה אשר הפרסה לא תתבטל לעולם, ונמצאת תמיד בבר קצוות בלי גר, כדי שתשמור על הרת חומה הבאה, אלא מדרגה שלא התפשוט ממעלה, למדה כמו שהיה בזמן שפיכת הכלים. So why is this line never disappear? Even after the Malchut went back to its place, and now you have Koma Shlema, now you have a complete system, complete Koma, still you need the line, say Rav Brandwein, still you need that line, not for the sake, or I should not say for the sake, not because of a result that Malchut went up to Bina and Kriyat Tzimtzum Bet, for the sake of preventing situation that was before that the light of Chokhmah from the left column will happen again. Again, if you find it difficult to understand me, you have to go to the beginning and you have to study 10 Lumens of the Nation. This study, if you found yourself traveling into this study, get out. It's not for everybody. It's not that you're not smart. You have to have a previous experience or at least talk to me before because it's a deep subject that without the right language or understanding, you might understand things in the wrong way, which will bother you later. So be careful. ולכן אף על פי שכבר ישנה הרת גרה, באלף, בכל זאת מדרגת הפרסה נשארת בקצוות. So it's beautiful and unique. Even now, the old system is shining when Malchut went back to the bottom. בכל זאת, even though, מדרגת הפרסה נשארת בבב צוות. The concept of the פרסה, פרסה מין אושו, אושו מין צמצום בית. צמצום בית מין, when מלכות go up to בינה and create an ending, so it become כתר חוכמה and end. So when מלכות going down, so it's כתר חוכמה, בינה, זר, אנפין מלכות. All new system. So you need that part to still shine in Vav Ktzavot, still shine in six ending relating to something without head, meaning we took away the Gimel Rishonot, we took away the Rosh, the head, and by doing that, we are preventing anything that might happen later. לכן נמצא עקב בתוך א' גם בגדלות. That's why, even if א' is in גדלות, even if א' is right now in Gadlut, meaning it's achieving the level where it needs to achieve, there's still a system there to prevent something like this to happen. Keter Chokhma, Shem Yud Rishona, Em B'yemin. Yud, as you know, the letter Yud, is the letter Yud in the Aleph. You have the line, Yud here, Yud there. So the first Yud, the above, is Keter Chokhma. Shem Yud Rishona, Em B'yemin. U'bina v'tiferet Malchut, Shalu Em B'smol. So Bina, Tiferet v'Malchut are the Yud below that line. So the line that you are looking at the letter Aleph is basically, if you talk about Tzimtzum Bet, that's a perfect Tzimtzum Bet. Meaning that line, don't let anything go down. If you talk after Tzimtzum Bet, when it's got loot, that means it's still, the system's still there to make sure that nothing like this will happen again, that the left column will try to win.